You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, I have a single line on my notes here for Rays questions, and I actually have it written out. I don't have the expletive deleted on my notes, but it is Chris Archer, holy expletive deleted. And that's essentially almost my question. We always knew this guy had elite stuff. You know, I saw him in spring, I guess 2 years ago, and he was the most impressive pitcher I saw that spring. But how has he actually, I mean, I think we even know what the difference is, which is he's refined his command and location. So the question is, how has he done that? How has he gone from being a guy who had elite stuff and sometimes shaky command to a guy with elite stuff and location to go with it?
Well, first off, he's a really hard worker. He does everything you would want your guy to do, from nutrition to paying attention to the guys, telling him the right way to do things. In fact, he's got a book in his locker right now about Pedro Martinez that he's reading because he wants to see if he can find out anything new. But from what everyone's telling me, probably the biggest difference is, like you said, the command. He's got the 96, 97 mile an hour fastball, and he's got a lot of separation between that fastball and the slider. So when he's locating the fastball, he can put the slider in there, and you got to buy the slider or the fastball, one or the other. And the slider is, David Price recently called it the best slider in baseball. So he's pretty tough to hit right now, and he seems to me really mentally strong and just gets what it means to be a pitcher now.
As an aside, you should read the Pedro book, too. It's fantastic. You know, looking at his breakdown, one thing that stands out to me is he is throwing that slider more than ever before this year. He's throwing it almost 40% of the time. Is that a result of him being able to locate it more so he has more confidence in it? Is it just something that's happened? What's behind the increased prominence of the slider in his repertoire?
I think it's typical of any pitcher who has some success coming up, and all of a sudden they believing in their stuff a lot more. Not that he didn't believe in it before, but he sees the results, and when they bite on the, you know, when they're looking fastball, and he throws that slider in there, it's just tough to hit, and he sees the misses, the swings and misses, and it's obvious, like you say, how good his command has been in his location with the slider because his walks are way down.
It's interesting. He has a changeup. He throws it once in a while, but he doesn't throw it a lot. He throws it so rarely that you could almost describe him as a two-pitch pitcher, which is really rare for a guy that good. Is there any perception on his part that down the line he may need to throw the change more, add another pitch that he can throw more often, or is it working now, so he'll continue to throw 90% plus fastball slider?
I think you're going to continue to see fastball slider, but he did work on the changeup quite a bit. So, you know, he will show it every now and then, but, you know, I think it's more of a show pitch than really a swing and miss or a strike pitch.
To move elsewhere in the Rays rotation, the guy who hopefully at least next year will pair with Chris Archer atop that rotation, Matt Moore, is getting closer and closer. Let's do our weekly update. Where is Matt Moore at right now? How far away is he from returning to the rotation?
He pitched last night 4 2/3 innings, no setbacks, still healthy. The next start, he should be at Triple-A Durham, and last night was at Single-A Charlotte here in the Florida State League. Move up to Triple-A Durham, probably make two starts, and then back with the team. So we're probably looking, you know, first week of July, something like that.
Any change in how that's going, or is it still just kind of going well, chugging along, all good?
Well, you know, again, we have not heard of any kind of setback that he's had. And, you know, he struck out 3 last night, didn't walk any, threw 78 pitches, 49 or more strikes. According to what, you know, some of the quotes I saw from him, I didn't get to speak to him last night. He feels like he's building up from you know, each start out. And I believe last time we talked about it, same thing. You know, he feels like he's out there playing ball now instead of just rehabbing. So I think that's always a good sign. And the Rays are ultra conservative, particularly with the comebacks of, you know, the rehabs of pitchers. So I think when he does put on a Rays uniform again, he will be good and ready to go.
Rays made an intriguing small move recently, signing Grady Sizemore initially to a minor league deal, but pretty clearly with the idea that he would be in the big league sooner than later. What are their plans for Sizemore?
Well, like you say, it was kind of an interesting deal in that you know, they signed him kind of out of nowhere. But you know, he was hitting .245 this year. That looks pretty good on the Rays lineup. So anyway, right now he's at AAA or Charlotte. And he'll be there until he gets his timing down, and it's kind of a, you know, a thing where they're planning on staying in communication with him when he feels like he's ready to go, because he's been off a little bit. When he comes back, you know, he's going to give him a left-handed bat, a veteran left-handed bat that can help him. So who knows who will be the guy, the odd man out. You know, I mean, they've certainly played musical chairs all year, and if you can guess what they're going to do, you know, more power to you, because they've done all kinds of things, even going into a game with just one catcher. So everything is fair game. But, you know, you look at a guy like that, he's always been, and I've not had any exposure to Grady Sizemore, but I've always heard good things about him. You know, obviously he's not the player he used to be, but he's supposed to be a great clubhouse guy, and it is a young clubhouse. So, you know, maybe they're looking for that one little veteran to, you know, veteran presence to kind of help this thing out a little bit, you know, because right now they're, you know, even the owner yesterday was saying that this thing is, what's going on right now is surpassed what happened in 2008. So that's pretty big words considering what happened in 2008.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of what I'm going to ask. Whether you're talking about the 2 years since he's returned or the 2 years before, you go back to the start of the 2010 season, talking almost 1,000 plate appearances. This guy's a .228 hitter. He's not only not what he used to be, it just doesn't look like there's much there. What do they think there's something, and it wouldn't be the first time, and worth noting, it wouldn't be the first time the Rays saw something in a guy where there was more than it appeared to be. Do they think there's more than there appears to be, or is it just this is basically 25th man, good guy, and any performance is to some extent gravy?
You know, based on what they said the other day, all I can go by is that they think he's going to help them, because they made it clear it was not just a depth move for the organization. You know, they made it pretty clear that they have intentions for him to come up to the major league roster. So, you know, and who knows how long Desmond Jennings is going to be out. And really, the outfield mix hasn't been too shabby. So it is a good question, but you know, all I go by is what they're saying, and which it sounds like they've got plans for him, and like you said, it wouldn't be the first time they've seen something that other people weren't seeing.
Speaking of that outfield mixer, is one other guy I wanted to ask about. Quietly, Joey Butler has been one of the best stories in baseball this year. The guy's raking. And to me, what stands out is he's flashed a little power. He's slugging over .500. This guy was always been a good stick in the minors, always gotten base hits, gotten on base. Is this just a matter of a guy finally getting an opportunity, or has he maybe found something that might not have been there before?
The Rays really like his approach. He's got a very simple see the ball, hit the ball approach. And, you know, I looked up, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he kept hitting, and I finally just really kind of scanned over his minor league numbers. You know, the guy's hit just about everywhere he's been. In fact, it's funny, back in spring training, Kevin Cash kept saying, you know, he'd been a teammate of his, and he's like, the guy can hit, the guy can hit. And, you know, he's kept that stance the whole time. He's fun to watch because he doesn't get out of the batter's box when he hits. You know, it's almost like he's afraid he's going to get fined if he steps out. And he's got this demeanor, you know, I call him Sonny Liston, because he's got this great stone face. But supposedly around the, you know, his teammates, he's you know, yucking it up. So he's been fun to watch, and it'll be interesting to see if he can maintain what he's been doing, because right now, you know, he's one of the front runners for American League Rookie of the Year.
All right. Well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.